Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam regarding the world, the dunya. This tradition is in fact a parable or an example that the Imam gives regarding the world in order to help us understand what this dunya is. It's interesting to note that God Almighty also gives a similar parable in the Holy Quran. Let's look at the parable that God mentions for the world in the Holy Quran before we turn to the tradition of Imam Baqir. In this verse, God Almighty says, "Draw for them the parable of the life of this world. It is like the water we send down from the sky. Then the earth's vegetation mingles with it. Then it becomes chaff scattered by the wind, and Allah is omnipotent over all things." So God Almighty, He compares the life of this world, the world, to water that comes from the sky. This water turns into vegetation of the earth. This vegetation dries up and is scattered by the wind. Right? Something very temporary and transient. In a similar fashion, the Imam alayhi salam says, "Consider your sojourn in this world just as a house that you have stayed in and soon departed from." It's very transient, very temporary. You come here, temporary time being, and then you leave from it. The Imam then continues and says, "Or an object of perfection that you witnessed in a dream, then you awoke and not a thing from it remained with you." Right? So this parable emphasizes the impermanence of the world. At the same time, it's transient nature, it's temporary nature. And Imam is also conveying the fact it's not something that we can take with us in the continuation of our journey towards God. And then the Imam says, "I have given you this parable because this world, according to the people of intellect and knowledge of Allah, is just as the shadow in the shade." This is also emphasizes the same concept that the Imam was speaking about, which is the impermanence of the world, because like a shadow, just like a shadow is impermanent, it's there for a second. The moment that the sun moves a little bit, the shadow vanishes, right? But at the same time, another thing we can kind of infer from this tradition is that this world is also like a shadow of the hereafter. It's also a reflection of the hereafter. There's a cause-effect relationship between this world and the other world. Just like the shadow of a person reflects the person, it's an effect of that person, and it kind of indicates him. It's the same thing, this world also indicates the other world. It's a shadow of it, it's an effect of it, but at the same time, it's impermanent like a shadow, it's transient. It's not something that we can attach our hearts to. Rather, we should attach our hearts to the thing that the shadow is a shadow of. In a similar fashion, we should attach our hearts to the hereafter, not to this world. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the parable of the world in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.